I have to announce to you that I will never retire.
They think they got the answers. I change the questions.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the next edition of the Crimson Canvas Podcast. Evan Shulman here, joined by my man Dion Harrison and our pal Dan Rose, the happiest white guy you know. Got a great show for you today. Lots of things to talk about. We got our cut girl, Swayze Valentine, coming on in a little bit. But first thing we must go over is Dion Harrison playing NBA 2K16 last night, and Dan Rose going in, throwing out racial slurs in the chat.
Classic Dan Rose.
Classic Dan Rose.
Categorically untrue.
Okay, so he called Dion a chucker, okay?
Yeah, it's from Seinfeld. It's what they called George Costanza.
Well, he's a chucker. He's a chucker. Okay, fine.
Wasn't Kramer on that show?
I rest my case.
Yeah.
So you're saying I'm the Kramer of this Seinfeld cast?
You're the Kramer of this podcast, that's for true.
One of these podcasts, I'm just going to flip my shit and just go racist on everybody?
You're getting pretty close to it.
Dude, chucker is not a racial term.
Well, Evan. It is when you put words in front of it, Dan. I'm just, exactly. You should probably be well aware of the things that you say coming out of your mouth, and it just because you say something as a British woman doesn't mean it's not racist. You know, it could sound real polite, but it's still racist.
This is how rumors get started. I am not a racist lady. I feel like I'm Mark Furman in this thing. I said chucker. It is not racial. I did not say any other racial terms. I did say that Dion was the black hole of basketball.
Black chucker. I mean, I'm just, you know, Dan, it's, you're digging a hole. Digging.
I would never be on a racial term.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm Mr. Black People. Jerry Maguire. But I did go into his chat last night while he was playing and talk smack, and it took him like a ridiculous amount of time to figure out who it was.
Because I had to like go and like look.
You couldn't tell by what I was saying?
I thought it was Evan at first.
Better muggle?
I thought it was Evan at first.
And then I said, okay, see, I'm going to tell Evan that you were Puff Puff Given.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's Showman. If I were Evan, why would I say I'm going to tell Evan?
No.
And then I was like, all right, see you tomorrow at Evan's at 2:20. And you're like, oh, it's Showman.
I thought he was like, be here at 2:20.
Well, first of all, I'm a grown man, all right? And I would never go in there not saying who it was. I'd use my name, because that's how I roll.
Yeah. I used my name in there, too.
Okay. He did. I looked at the...
I was not incognito or anything. I went in there as myself and just talked trash, and he couldn't figure out who it was.
Because I was playing the game. I wasn't focusing on who was talking shit. I was in a hard-fought battle against the Milwaukee
Bucks. Who won
that
game? I checked out right before halftime.
Yeah, my fucking bitch... They went in on them, because I was sucking when I was in. They were fucking cheating me, Evan. You know how that Hall of Fame CPU do.
Yeah. They're not really nice.
They're not.
You like, really, LeBron, you can't suddenly make a wide open layup? Like,
your team is booty, and then their team is like all Michael Jordan's. It's horrible.
Who?
I was surprised at how many wide open shots Manny Ginobili managed to miss.
Right?
And Tony Parker, too.
That's what I'm saying.
There's some shit where you pass someone the ball, he's wide open, but he's a bench player, so he goes up for a layup, and it falls out of his hand and bounces off his elbow. And you're like, that's the shit that gets me so heated. I mean, you're like, dude, that wouldn't even happen in reality. At least, like, dunk it and have it go off the backboard or something.
The craziest thing that I saw on there, and if it would have been me, I would have fucking flipped out and thrown my controller. Dion was playing defense on this guy. Total lockdown, man-on-man defense. Just didn't give him an ounce to move. And it was a shot clock. And the guy, the computer-controlled guy, like, double-clutched a shot with, like, 1 second left on the shot clock and just drained it, nothing but net.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
There was no way that shot was dropping.
That's how they do that. It's like,
I would have flipped my shit. That would have been the end of that game.
It's almost
right?
Like J.R. Smith in reality, just waiting, holding the ball, holding the ball, holding the ball. Three guys are on him. He's 10 feet past the three-point line and then jacks it up, and it goes in. You're like, really?
Did that just happen?
And then it's like, you're not even guarding him. Suddenly shows you a bad defense or something.
Yeah, that's the thing that pisses me off the most is, like, sometimes when you're coming down, like, in transition defense and you're the center, because I'm the center on my career too, it'll have you, like, supposed to pick up the shooting guard and he shoots a three and it's, like, allowed your man to score. And it's like, what? How is that my guy?
You go in, try to jam it on five people, get fouled, fall out of bounds. The computer doesn't let you get back up because it makes it so you become, like, complainy and whiny and you're on the floor.
Do that animation.
Right.
Yeah, it's,
and you're like,
it's
I can't get up. This sucks. Everybody passes half court and you get points taken away or you get whatever, life taken away because suddenly you're not playing defense. Like, motherfucker, you put me on the ground. You're not letting me get up.
It's frustrating. It's the struggle is real, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I understand if I, like, brick and leave a guy, and okay, sure, that I understand that. But if I'm out of bounds and you're forcing me to be out of bounds, don't give me a leave assignment point deduction.
Yeah, it's horseshit.
Assholes.
Bad fucker. NBA 2K16 cheese.
It is cheese.
Yep. Transitioning to the world of real basketball. How about those Clippers?
Oh, my God. They got the worst luck. There's more worse luck than the Chargers.
I'm going to bring it back for this one time. I know Evan will not like it, but the Clippers in the playoffs are a shit show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
No more CP3. No more Blake Griffin.
Dude, they got
Portland
hurt, like,
Trailblazers
in the
looking
same quarter,
good
right?
Now in that series.
Still, the series is 2-2. They're not even done yet.
Yeah, but they lost them in the last game. I don't see the Clippers beating the Blazers without those two guys.
You don't see Jamal Crawford coming out?
Nah, dude. Portland's streaky good, too, so.
Damian Lillard.
Yep.
Well, none of them have a chance anyway in the West because the Spurs and the Warriors are there. Speaking of which, is Steph Curry going to play tonight?
Nah, he's out for like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, man.
Oh, 2 weeks? Okay.
That pisses me off, too.
That's perfect
because
timing.
Because as a Warriors fan, Curry told the referee about that spot on the floor.
Did you watch it?
They didn't do shit.
It was like that dude fell, and he made a wet spot, and then right as he fell through, then that's when Curry, like, slipped on it.
Ah!
Curry complained to the referee about a wet spot on the
Curry
floor.
Curry stopped being a
early.
Bitch.
Whatever,
watch
dude.
Yourself, Dion.
You know what? We've all slept in wet spots and taking one for the team. So what? He slipped on a wet spot. So what? Try sleeping on one, Steph.
Last time you slept on one, did you wake up with a fucking sprained MCL?
That's not my fault. And I wish I would wake up with a sprained MCL after sleeping in a wet spot. Then I know I did something.
It's true.
Big deal. They have like 800 guys on their team that could be the first team all NBA. So
they'll be fine. If this would have happened, like, against the Spurs, you know, in the Spurs, then you got to worry about it, but
dude,
they'll be just fine.
When the Rockets go on a run, they look so good, and then when they just don't, they look so bad.
Dude.
They do. They look horrendous when they're not on.
Did you see when James Harden hit that game-winning jump shot?
The
nobody.
Push off?
Well, nobody on their bench was even happy that he made it. There was, like, one guy clapping.
Yeah.
And everybody else was just like, whatever, fuck him.
Fuck, we gotta play another game now?
Yeah.
I wanna go fishing.
No shit.
Well,
but yeah, oh, you know what? Before we get into like MMA and wrestling and everything, one thing I did want to bring up is last week it happened actually the night we recorded. So we didn't get a chance, obviously, to comment on it. The passing of China.
Oh, I know.
Joni Lara. That's such a huge part of the Attitude Era and such a huge part of the women's development, you know, in terms of being, you know, respected as equals. And it's kind of it's a bummer for sure,
she,
you know.
She was definitely the toughest chick ever in WWE. WWF.
Yeah, I mean,
she was dope.
Shit, Intercontinental Champion.
I remember her fucking low blowing everybody.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because initially when she'd first passed, everyone was talking about her with how great she was with D-Generation X.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of her, I love her time that she spent with Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
I thought that that was absolutely tremendous and some of her best work, so.
Dude, all of her work was just, I don't think I've ever been like, China was boring. The beginning of DX, she was just the, I remember she first
like the must.
Yeah, when she first got, like, her breast implants.
Yeah.
And Shawn Michaels just kept looking at him. and she would look at him, he would look away. And then as she would look,
yeah,
turn back away, he would slowly, his eyes would start to go there. It was awesome.
He'd be like, we're the breast team. And then he would, like, I mean, best team.
Yeah.
And I had a nip for every time. It's like, I mean, nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a bummer. I mean, obviously, it's... it's a bad deal. We didn't get to talk about it last week, so I just wanted to talk about it this week. So
that's crazy.
As soon as they she got her broke her jaw so they could give her that jaw surgery, and she didn't have that underbite. I was like, hey,
yeah,
yeah. All right, all right. Now China look at, because she didn't
when she first got there, she was looking.
Yeah, she had that real powerful fucking like bulldog jaw.
Yeah. Clark the Slaughter chin.
She had an underbite, and she was, you know, she was pretty gigantic, but then she, like, got a little more slimmed down, like she lost some of the muscle and straightened out that jaw, and I was like, hey.
Started looking good.
When she came out with that little cannon thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was showing the cat how to not suck.
That's true.
But the cat sucked, so that was the end of that.
Yeah, the cat was not good.
The cat. Remember when the cat got fired and Jerry Lawler's like, well, I'm leaving too.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah, that was good, Jerry.
Way to make a stand, Jerry.
You can break up with the chick, but she's the only one to pull her shirt off completely. Yeah,
and God bless.
The cat.
Oh, yeah.
After that, what was it, like a jello match or some shit, pudding match? Or
that was when she was trying to take the bra off of Nurse Bebe and couldn't do it. Like, spent 5 minutes trying to do it. Literally stopped and tried to unhook her bra, couldn't do it, and was like, fuck it, and just took it off herself, her own, and was like, ha! Ah! It's all over the internet. That's great.
Those bras can be confusing sometimes.
It's you a newbie, yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, whatever, man.
Evan, you've been taking the same bra off for 40 years, so.
Yeah, but I still could do it one hand.
Kobe!
Yeah, they can be tricky sometimes. I can't, man. Same damn thing.
Evan, you know what's funny? Dion's going to be like, you ain't never lied. And then Evan said some bullshit. Dion switched it up. Fucking flipped it on me and jumped on the Evan bandwagon.
Oh, it never looked
better. Yeah, you a newbie. You unsnapping a lot of bras on Snapchat, Dion?
Oh, Snapchat. Snapchat is wild. Yep. And that's all I got to say about that.
Are you guys on Snapchat?
I am, but I've never used it. Literally never.
I mean, I followed Dion, right? I follow you. But I don't
think I follow Dion. Do I follow you, Dion?
No.
Yeah, I just set mine up like couple months ago, and I've never once used it. I don't even know why I have it.
You should get it, man. It's dope. It's basically like Instagram, just with videos and pictures. I guess it's just like Instagram. I guess it's the same thing, except you don't like, I don't know, okay, fuck it then. Fuck it. Same shit.
Yeah, the first time I used it, I was like, so what do I do now? Like,
videotape yourself doing things and share it with your friends.
Shaving my balls today. look at it, guys. Like, who cares?
You know what it's really for.
Sending
for that
single people.
Yeah, really. How
Deion sends out his picks.
Yeah, my Brett Favre picks.
His Brett Favre limpy.
Hey, how many pictures of your dick have you put on Snapchat?
I'm guessing the over under is, I'll set the over under at 15 and I'll take the over.
Oh my god.
Well, could you do private?
Yeah, you can send them to Brent, you can send them privately to people.
Oh shit, so you've been sending pictures of
Kobe.
Yeah. Hey Evan, make your noise for the limp penis picture. Deion's sending a bunch of those out.
No. I would never.
Yeah, right.
I got a little bit more respect than that.
For who?
For but myself.
Just shut up. No, you don't.
Psych.
We all know what the score is, Deion. Deion's out there trolling, using his little limp penis as bait.
Oh, damn. That sound effect. Is it making this situation better?
From now on, whenever we introduce Deion, it's going to be, instead of Legend Killer, it's going to be, and our co-host, Deion.
Deion.
You know what? Screw you guys. I'm going home.
I'm already home.
I'm already home, guys.
So did you guys, I know Deion didn't watch Raw. I watched it
on YouTube, okay? So I seen all the most important parts, which was nothing.
The top 10 nothing. Moments from Raw?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they only had seven?
I saw AJ Styles laying out Roman Reigns at the end.
Man, the crowd went crazy for that.
Yeah, because fuck Roman Reigns, that's why.
Did you see that Ric Flair told Natty to kill herself?
Yeah, on SmackDown? Yeah, I just saw that.
God damn it, Ric Flair.
You can't say that, Rick.
You don't say
no,
that.
No, and then I guess huh?
You don't say that.
Just that. And then he got into some trouble, I guess. Or not trouble, but something happened in an airport this morning. And Ric Flair.
Ric Flair gonna do Ric Flair.
They said that he was acting loud and obnoxious, and he needed to be treated for a cut on his hand. And then the security guys came and deemed that he was not intoxicated, and he was able to fly, so they let him board his flight. So.
Fucking Ric Flair.
Congratulations, Rick. You were able to get home.
He's not intoxicated.
With only a minor amount of help.
He's not intoxicated. He's just a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's not intoxicated. He's just pickled.
He's just special.
He has a permanent blood alcohol content of 0.06.
Like, Rick, what is your problem? And he went, yeah. And they went, yeah, that is a problem. Get him?
I bet you Rick has sent plenty of those out in his day.
Oh, yeah. And I bet you they all had hashtag woo.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and all of his kids look just like him.
Seriously.
It's true.
I've seriously still tripped out that, what's her name, Charlotte is in her 20s. I thought she was like...
Yeah, she looks older than that.
I thought she was in her 40s.
That's fucked up.
I don't know that old, but I thought she was like mid-30s.
I thought she was older than David. But no, she's in her 20s. I'm like, yo... People don't look like that when they're in their 20s.
You think she's on the juice?
Not now. I told you that, man.
She was on the juice?
Oh, hell yeah. when you get that manly shoulder separation like that, yeah. That's
good lord.
That's not like genetics. That's juice. Look at your dad. When has Ric Flair never had like... I can't remember ever seeing a picture of Ric Flair where he didn't have, like, saggy titties.
Even in his 20s, he didn't have abs.
No, he was even in his 20s, he had sagging skin.
Yep. He went through phases in his career where he would develop biceps. But other than that, everything else was the same. He looks like a melting hippo.
A melting hippo.
Yep.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but...
All right, a melting giraffe.
He just... Did you see that...
Something melting. He's got too much skin for his torso.
Did you see the picture that Alicia Webb, a.k.a. Ryan Shamrock, our friend, posted last week with the great Khali?
Oh, no.
You didn't see it?
I saw that.
You did.
I did, yes.
Jesus, the guy's gigantic.
Just enormous.
It's not even funny. How
no,
big
that guy is fucking ridiculous.
Like, I mean, I've got pictures next to her, and, you know, I look like a human being. Listen to you.
Next to the great colleague, Evan looks meh.
I look, yeah, exactly. Great colleague looks like Lex the Impaler, that full mast.
And then there's
and then I look like Mark Wallace from the 1980s.
That's fucked up.
I'm just saying that, unfortunately, that's the way it is sometimes when you have giantism.
It's true. The guy would know.
Dan has giantism. Yeah, you, Dan, if you had, if Dan had giantism, Dan would be a dwarf with giantism.
I tell you what, if I had giantism, it'd be fucking, I'd kick Peter Dinklage's ass on pay-per-view. It'd be fuck you, he's weak. I would hand Peter Dinklage's ass. Set it up.
I think he will whoop that ass, Dan.
Shut up, Dion. You just mad because we said you were sending softies out to win.
Yeah, you know I ain't sending no softies out.
Mm-hmm.
At least Dan knows his limits now.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage. I'm calling out Peter Dinklage.
Like,
are you listening?
Not even calling.
Are you listening, Dinklage, you little fucker?
Oh.
Bring it.
Little fuck. He's probably taller than you are.
Man, fuck you.
Listen to Dan. Fuck you.
I know, I went fucking like 3 octaves up that time.
Man. You sound like a spaceship. fuck you.
That's the best.
What, Dan?
Actually, have you guys seen or heard of the movie The Boss? It's the new, I can never, what's her name? She was in, like, Spy and Tammy.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Unfunny Melissa McCarthy.
Anyways, Peter Dinklage is in that, and he's pretty fucking funny in it, so.
Man, Dan thinks, like, some people are really... He thinks chicks are funny.
I think some... I think funny chicks are funny.
There aren't any.
Evan.
Dan.
Can't have nice things.
Dan. Dion. Dion.
Yeah.
You can say anything right now, Dion's going to come in on your side.
Dion. No. I'm going to ask him a question. Dion. It's
yes,
Amy
sir.
Schumer funny.
Oh, God. Don't bring up Amy
you
Schumer.
You say, is she hot?
No.
No, it's funny.
Funny.
Oh, damn. She's sarcastic.
Okay,
you
so
think she's
basically,
funny?
Fuck yeah, she's funny.
You think she's
Sarah
funny,
Sarah Silverman's funny.
She's okay. Like, some of her stuff I thought was like,
there
ha-ha.
You go! I mean, what? For, okay. See, but then is that sexist? Because I'm like, for a chick, she's funny.
Yeah.
Yes. That is sexist.
No, but, it's not because some chicks aren't as funny as guys. Let's
chicks
be real.
Aren't funny.
Oh my God.
It's just the truth.
Lisa Lampanelli, she's funny. But y'all don't know who Lisa Lampanelli is.
I know who she is. I think she's funny, yeah. But I don't have to categorize it as, like, funny for a chick or funny for a human.
Like,
she's funny for a fucking human.
Yeah, no. She's funny for a chick.
Oh, Evan.
Hey, we're going to have Swayze Valentine on. We're going to ask her. I'm going to say, tell me funny girls. And she's going to be like,
All right, let's do that. Let's save it for her, and let's. And then are you going to ask her if she's a good cut person?
She is a good cut person.
Or is she just a good cut person for a woman?
Oh.
She is a good cut person.
That's right, because that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be for a woman. It can be fucking as a human.
Okay.
So you're saying
Amy
that we're
Schumer
sexist?
Is a funny human being.
So I should enjoy the WNBA.
Oh.
No, I'm not saying you have to enjoy the WNBA.
Why wouldn't I enjoy the WNBA?
Because you like, you know, dunking and things above the rim and a little more fast-paced game, and that's not what the women play. But does that mean that they're not good basketball players?
Yes.
No. Any one of those people would take you to fucking school.
Dion, every time we've had a chick that plays college, D1 college ball play against us, always got up in that ass. I mean, it's not even close.
Oh, my God.
We've had some good girls come out there.
I have a feeling you guys are, like, way more legendary in your own mind than you are actually on the court.
No, because, look, they got this, like, hiccup in their shot. Chicks, you know? It's like a really... like, when they shoot, it's like, you know, and their little ponytails in the back, like...
Oh, my God. Keep going!
Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like,
get on the...
You guys are not coming off really very well.
We're
going to
lose all our female listeners right now. Get them.
If we had to be at all, that's already fucking driven
them
out.
I'm telling you right now.
Hey, to all our females listening, you guys are a great audience. Not just for women, but for humans.
Yeah, okay, chicks can cheer the same as dudes. Great. They cheer great, like, for people.
Evan, this is one of those things that,
more
like...
on the street is they cheer better than guys.
No. Look... I like watching.
That was a nice attempt, though, Dion.
I like watching girls fight. I like watching. I don't really watch NASCAR, but if I did, I couldn't tell the difference who the chick and the dude was driving in the car. I can't tell. But when it comes to basketball and being funny, chicks just lack that.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Tell me, funny girl.
I already have. How does that have to stay at all?
Schumer? Come on.
Amy Schumer's funny. Lisa Lampanelli is funny. Melissa McCarthy is funny.
Oh, God. She's in the new Ghostbusters movie that they're going to ruin,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you see this all...
We need to add a fourth host to this, a sidekick that I have. And whenever I say something,
I'm just a sidekick?
Out laughing. Oh, you're 100% Evan's sidekick.
Yeah,
really?
I'm Batman. You Robin.
That's
fucked up. You know he's Robin.
Man, I'm
Zan.
I'm Zan. You Jaina.
With Robin sick.
I'm Zan. You're Jaina. Dan's Gleek. The monkey.
The monkey.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't say anything. He just has that really stupid ass voice.
All right, Dion, if you're sick, we'll just go ahead and kick you off the call. I'll just replace you with a fucking laugh track.
Oh, my God. Hey, first of all, absolute insight.
Hey.
Damn.
Anytime Evan says anything remotely that you could find any humor in, I'll just press a button.
I laugh at your jokes,
and we'll just hear Dion's laugh track.
You know why Dion laughs? Because I'm spitting truth.
You're not spitting truth.
You know
at
what,
all.
Right now, Dan, your mother is listening to this going, he's right, Dan. Chicks aren't funny.
Melissa McCarthy's hilarious.
Chicks aren't,
so you're
chicks
wrong.
Aren't funny. Oh, do you think that... How do you think Ghostbusters is going to do?
I think Ghostbusters is going to be a fucking atrocity.
Why? Do you like Bridesmaid?
Because it's a remake of a movie that was already good and shouldn't be remade. And they're remaking it in a silly way.
How is it silly?
Well, they're replacing the guys with girls.
Well, there you go.
Well, they're doing the same thing with Roadhouse. That's not to say that women can't fucking act.
No, that movie is going to be badass.
Are you saying
that
Meryl Streep's got to slow down her acting so that men can catch up? No. Women can act. Women can tell jokes. There's funny women. There's unfunny women.
She's funny.
All right, whatever the fuck her name is. She's funny.
Stand up. That's what it is. Stand up. Not funny. How about that? Is that better?
I would say that traditionally men are funnier in stand-up, yes.
There you go.
If I name, like, my top 10 favorite stand-up people, I don't necessarily know that there's a woman on the list.
There is not a woman in that list. I guarantee you.
Yeah, you're right. But I will say that, like, in terms of movies and stuff like that, I find a lot of women very funny.
Right. There could be, they have funny parts. Yeah.
Fair enough. Let's move on from this.
All right. Because I saw Whitney Cummings. Is that her name? Whitney Cummings?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not funny. I don't know. I take that back. Her stand-up's not funny, but she was funny on Workaholics.
Yeah, she was.
I saw her. She did
yeah,
a roast.
She was. I watched that with you. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And her last name is Cummings, so doesn't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. Cummings, Goings.
Solid tie-in by Dion there. Nicely done.
See, he didn't laugh. He just came in with the thunder.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I credited him. I said it was solid.
I'm great.
I'm great.
Dion is phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen.
Not like AJ Styles, but I'm okay.
Yeah, not like Finn Balor. Finn Balor could have showed up on Raw tonight. Yeah.
I didn't say he was gonna. I said he could.
No, that comes later at Payback. Oh, my bad. WWE Payback.
You think he's gonna come out and ruin AJ Styles' whatever chance to win the title? And
hell yeah.
Yes,
they do.
Okay. So it's that predictable that we all have thought that already?
Do you know how you...
I think so.
Come on. WWE, Evan. WWE. We've seen this shit a million times.
You ask Shayna Baszler. She'll probably say the same thing.
Exactly.
Will Finn Balor come out, ruin it for AJ Styles, become good with Anderson and Gallows, and start the Balor Club or Bullet Club, and they'll start a feud with AJ Styles, right?
That's how I see it playing out.
And Roman Reigns retains the title and starts a feud with...
That I don't know.
Who would he go up against next?
Like Dean Ambrose, maybe?
No,
or...
it has to be Chris Jericho.
Maybe Kevin Owens?
No, you don't want to screw up that... Well, the WWE would, but... Owens and Sami Zayn should feud for the next year.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, straight up.
I wouldn't argue with that. I love that. I love those guys together.
So who's one? Who, can we do payback predictions, or are we taking that for later?
Yeah, we can. We don't even need to. We don't have to even be asked to do it. We can do it.
Because Ross was so
booty.
Yeah, Ross was stupid.
You know what? I was saying to Dion, Dan, and tell me if you agree with this.
Okay.
One of the big problems with WWE are certain crowds, and this past Monday's crowd was shit in Connecticut.
Horrendous.
Therefore, making the wrestling was shit because of them. I mean, the wrestling wasn't bad. It's just that they had nothing going on, and so it was like nothing to really get excited about. I mean, your man Apollo Crews is trying. Well, he's not that good, he's not that charismatic, and he keeps like telling people like get up, and people are like nah. And it was
fine.
And I'm good sitting. And it was especially bad on Monday. I mean, they just didn't give a shit about anybody that came out. They didn't even care about New Day. I mean, but they
no, they blew their load when
Sami Zayn came out.
Well, first with Shane and Stephanie, that whole segment.
Oh yeah, I felt like Vince.
And after that, they were pretty well done.
That was garbage too.
Agreed. It's so stupid. The whole thing with at WrestleMania with the Hell in a Cell, it's just been completely meaningless.
Shane should have won.
I mean, Shane still got Raw, and now they're going to decide to pay back who gets to keep it, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You think they're going to do a brand split and have one run SmackDown and the other run Raw?
Well, that's what I read, but who knows, man.
Oh, man.
Who knows, dude? It's...
Because nobody even watches SmackDown.
It's so tough to predict.
Except me.
What's that?
So I feel like I'm the only person that watches SmackDown.
Yeah, I don't watch SmackDown. I read the spoilers every week, and that's it.
So what happens?
I don't even remember.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing spectacular.
You probably read it last night, too, and you don't remember.
I did. I read it last night, and then the only thing that I remembered from it was Ric Flair telling Natty to kill herself.
I can't believe his old ass said that.
Yeah, they'll edit it out. It won't make air, I guarantee it.
He's going to get fired.
He got fired up and said it. Who knows? Whatever.
You should kill yourself.
Well, he said, Natty said that Bret Hart could handle him. And he was like, oh, fucking kill yourself.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, oh. That's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Bret Hart should beat you. Kill yourself.
Kill yourself. God damn it.
Damn, touche, Ric Flair. Touche.
Maybe not, Rick. Maybe you are with it. Maybe you got some funny left in you.
Yeah.
But Monday's night was a travesty, and payback. Who knows how it'll be? I mean, Ryback and Kalisto are off the show now.
They're on the pre-show.
They're on the pre-show again.
Classic.
For the second straight show.
Great, because people watch that.
The U.S. title has just been ruined.
Ruined!
Okay, wait, ready?
You fucking ruined it.
No, I'm actually trying to think who has it.
Kalisto.
There you go.
Yeah, he's been quite a fucking run with that U.S. title.
Terrible.
Yeah, worst thing they've ever done with the U.S. title.
Well, but
hopefully they give it to Ryback so Ryback can make it semi.
What's he gonna do?
Interesting. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know at this point.
They need to give it to someone who can actually do something with it.
Maybe they give it to Ryback and have Apollo Crews beat him for it, and maybe he can do something with it.
I'm all in on that. Or give it to Sami Zayn.
Ooh.
Nobody likes.
Give it to Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Now you're Dolph Ziggler battle over it for a while.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but they're kind of saving Ziggler to just kind of put guys over, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a good thing for him to do then.
That's so crazy that poor Ziggler just has to put people over now.
That's his thing, putting people over.
Selling for him and making him look good.
Yeah.
It's funny because it is kind of a bummer, but it's also, it's pretty cool, you know, to be able to do that and do it as well as he does. He makes those young guys look pretty damn good. That was something that John Cena was doing a little bit with the U.S. title. I mean, he wasn't putting them over, obviously. He was keeping his belt. But, like, he gave good matches to a lot of guys that were coming up.
Yeah, but he was putting guys over. I mean, he put Neville over hard. He put Kevin Owens beat him. Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest moments from last year when he beat John Cena at Elimination Chamber.
Their whole feud was awesome. The feud was great.
The look on people's faces in the fucking crowd when he beat him for the first time, priceless.
Okay, now I'm remembering. Priceless. The Connecticut crowd, you know when they went apeshit? And Dan's going to hate it, but it was when Enzo and Cass came out. That was the only time they came unglued. They didn't even really go nuts when Shane came out. They're like, here comes the money! And they're like, I just spent a lot of money on my tickets. You know, like the self-hating Connecticut audience that were there. They were just like, man, I just no one wanted to be there or something. I don't know, but they can ruin the show. The fans can ruined it.
They ruined it.
You ruined it, damn it.
Absolutely did, too.
So, yeah, that's kind of where I stand with that whole thing is that I think crowds make the shows. Like, dude, what the most bonkers show of the year was what? NXT in London.
Yeah.
NXT
is the shit.
They're going to show the Finn Balor Samoa Joe championship match tonight on NXT.
How dope is that he finally got the title? I was hoping that he would move up to the main roster, but that's dope.
Well, how ridiculous is it that everybody already knows what happened?
No, welcome to this day and age.
Internet.
Man.
Dude, he'd be at a house show for the title. That's, like, really?
That's awesome. That means if you're going to a house show, anything can happen.
The importance of the title, in my opinion, goes down significantly when you're losing titles where no one can see it.
People still get to see it. I mean, all of NXT, other than the four takeover shows a year, are, you know, tape delayed.
That's true.
The reason they did it is because they didn't want to bring him up to the WWE with the title. So they had to get the title off of him before he came up. And
Balor said, see you Monday.
Yeah, he gave every indication that he was coming up this week. And I had heard that he was coming up, but he obviously did not. So
you think he's going to come up heel?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
He's been
kind
of teasing that over the last few months. Like wrestling.
Yeah,
a
I don't
bad.
Think you can bring AJ Styles up face and then bring Finn Balor up face too. They don't have any fucking heels really.
Ooh,
that are
Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns.
Ooh, Finn Balor and Roman Reigns would
and
be a
fuck
sweet
Roman
team.
Reigns.
Then they'd cheer for Balor. They would
hell yeah.
It wouldn't even be a heel.
Yeah, the notion of fucking faces and heels now is kind of obsolete.
Yes, it is.
It is.
I must tell you, Dan, that you're very right.
Let's talk about UFC 200.
Well, it got its main event with Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier.
They hate each other.
They really do.
Yeah.
I really, 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 really want Daniel Cormier to win. I just don't think he can.
I'm just thinking. I just don't.
What the hell is that?
That's my ringtone. That's awesome.
Is
that you, Evan?
Hell
no.
Yeah.
What?
Dan.
Come on, Dan. Evan's
the Rock. The Rock thinks you should fire him, Vince. Let me tell you something about Cormier and John Jones. How does John Jones do all the shit that he did, put on the fight that he did, and people love him right now?
People love love the bad guy.
Yeah, but there's a difference from playing the bad guy and actually being a bad guy. And
it's just that dude, welcome to civilization. People are dicks. It's
like that's,
on one hand you have DC, who's worked his way up, Olympic wrestler, you know, has gone through a lot of stuff in his personal life, losing a child, has done everything the right way, you know. And then you have fucking John Jones, who was addicted to the cocaine, who hit and ran a pregnant lady,
had
numerous other, you know, run-ins with the law in terms of automobiles. Just completely disingenuous. He's, I love you guys all the time, and he just, you know, and the fans love him, and it's just the most retarded thing ever.
I don't get it. And
I don't get it either.
Like, I like watching the guy fight, but, I mean, is there any real question as to how much of a piece of shit he is? I mean, come on.
No, he's a piece of
and,
shit.
And he keeps doing it on camera. So, like, there's no, like, misconstrued conceptions about the whole thing. The guy's just...
Yeah. He has his train wrecks very much in the public eye.
I mean, God.
And then it just gets swept under the rug, and he gets the probation, and he gets this, and the UFC does what they can do to just present the good side of him, and the fans just love him. It's like, whatever, you know, you can, if that's who you want to support, you know, God bless you, go for it, but I hope he gets his ass kicked. I hope DC wins.
I hope so, too.
And then Misha Tate and Nunez, that'll be a decent fight, and then the other interim title fight with Frankie Edgar and Jose Aldo should be a good fight, too. So, I don't know. UFC 200 is what it is.
And isn't there, like, still two UFCs before that? I mean, two pay-per-views before that?
Yeah, 98-99, so.
I don't even know who's on those. So,
one of them is Weidman and Rockhold rematch, and I think Uriah Faber, Dom Cruz.
Dude, that's better than than UFC 200.
Oh, yeah, those, dude, all three, 97, 98, 99, before they added the DC John Jones fight, because that's a pretty good fight. All three of the cards were better than 200.
What'd you think of that fight?
The John Jones fight?
Yeah.
Lackluster. I thought he had a lot of ring rust. And I was, like, disappointed in that, but even more so, I was kind of bummed that OSP didn't push it in the early rounds. He came out looking really, really wanting to look safe throughout the whole fight, and then you find out the guy breaks his arm in the third round and fights the last two rounds with a broken arm, you know. So you can understand why he didn't do a whole hell of a lot in the, you know, towards the end of the fight. But, yeah, I thought it was lackluster.
That's a very nice word.
Thank you.
I'm serious. Like, because, I mean, honestly, it was shit. And John Jones is, like, trying to say, like, well, you know, I was on a 15-month layoff. I was in jail for this camp. My mother lost her leg to diabetes and blah, blah, blah. Like, he went on and on about the reasons why, you know, he's like, and I only got punched twice. Like,
well, that's bullshit.
Okay, well, that's cool, but it sucked.
Yeah, it was not good. I thought, you know, I don't know if you saw it or not, but, like, after the fight, I said I was disappointed in it. And a lot of people were saying, and then, like, other, like, Julie Kedzie was taking offense to people who were saying that. And,
I saw that. And then I saw her go, me and Dan Rose are cool.
Yeah, it's funny because all I said was so people aren't allowed to say what they, you know, think about a fight. And she was like, yeah, but I have the right to say what I want to say, too. And I was like, true that, you know, carry on, and we were cool. But then, like, all these people out of the woodwork were like, leave Julie Kedzie alone.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, I'm not fighting with Julie Kedzie, you know? And then, like, I start getting all these messages. It's like, you don't know anything compared to Kedzie. She's an expert. You should shut up. And I'm like, I DM'd Julian. I was like, dude, next time, just tell me. I won't say nothing because I'm getting my ass kicked.
What, who was saying that on Twitter?
Like, she texted out, leave everyone. Dan and I are cool. Leave him alone.
Damn,
which was nice
getting
of her
that
to
Twitter
do,
heat.
Like, dude. And I didn't even beef with her. I mean, there were people out there that were being really rude to her, you know?
And that's good, though. We get some hits on the website.
And saying, oh, yeah, she's drunk and stuff. And it's like, whatever. But, yeah, I was not rude to her. And people just... It's amazing to me how many fucking people come out of the woodwork to protect, like, pro fighters and to stick up for those guys. It's like, holy shit.
That's the key. We got to pull a Skip Bayless. I'll start talking shit to everybody.
There you go. You can be our Skip Bayless.
That's right.
Is that so?
I fucking hate Skip Bayless.
Me too. Dion follows him. I'm like, really? You follow? I'm like, stop.
I like Skip Bayless.
I'm like, stop retweeting things at that moron.
I love Skip Bayless.
You do not like Skip Bayless.
I love Skip Bayless.
Both of them, too. Him
yeah,
and
Stephen A.
He's the worst. He's even worse.
They're horrible. Best. Two horrible individuals.
Best black guy ever.
Dude, the best thing ever was Richard Sherman on his interview with Skip Bayless.
Richard Sherman's a little punk, first of
dude,
all.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'll shut up.
That just happened. I just watched a Richard Sherman video today, and it made me laugh, so I'm a little pro-Richard Sherman right now.
Oh.
And I'm a 49er fan, so trust me, I don't like Richard Sherman on the football field.
He'll turn.
But Richard Sherman off the football field?
No, he's a smart-ass guy.
He's does a lot of charity work out here, but it's funny, he was a Lyft driver, like, for fun. He was, like, dressed up and stuff, and people didn't know it was him. And he was talking. He's like, yeah, dude, I love the Seahawks. What about you? And they're like, oh, yeah, they're cool. And he's like, I like that guy Richard Sherman. He talks too much, though, doesn't he? And all this stuff. And then when he would drop him off, he's like, oh, hey, by the way, I'm Richard Sherman. And they would all go crazy. It was pretty funny.
I see those videos of that, like, Cristiano Ronaldo wearing a wig and a mustache and... He's trying to get people to play soccer with him on the street, and no one would. And then finally, like, a little kid would. And then he took off his shit, and basically Cristiano Ronaldo is the most famous person in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not in America, but
in the world, he certainly is.
In the world, he's like, dude, and everybody was all over him after he took the wig off.
Have you guys seen that video of Kyrie Irving?
Uncle Drew?
No, what's his name?
Kevin Love?
Nope. Short guy, played at the University of Washington.
Nate Robinson. Robinson.
Nate Robinson. Have you seen that video of him and Nate Robinson?
Uncle Drew.
Yeah.
I don't know what Uncle Drew is.
That's when they dress up as the old dudes on the Pepsi commercial.
Okay,
Pepsi
I didn't know
thing.
That was
Uncle Drew. Yeah, they dress up as, his name is Uncle Drew.
They go out and just school those guys and stuff.
Well, he did one with Kevin Love, too, which was just ridiculous.
Oh, I never saw that one.
I mean, he's 6'11", he goes out, like, limping. He's like, let me get my bearings.
The one I saw was with him and Nate Robinson and a female WNBA player, and it was really good.
There's, like, four of them. They're all really, really good.
Dude, I was looking at, we were talking about the cards coming up. The next card, UFC 198 in Brazil. Dude, if you're a Brazilian fan, you have to be going nuts over that card. Listen to the Brazilians on that card, Evan. You got Fabricio Werdum versus Stipe Miocic. Vitor Belfort versus Jacare Souza. The debut of Cyborg Santos. Mauricio Shogun Rua versus Corey Anderson. Anderson Silva versus Uriah Hall. Damian Maia versus Matt Brown. Antonio Rogério Nogueira versus Patrick Cummings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like every fucking big-name Brazilian.
And Beavis and Butthead over here.
Is that Dion?
You said Cummings.
Grow up, Dion.
I can't. I'm a degenerate for life. Degeneration X!
And then, just real quick, UFC 199 we were talking about, the big three fights on that are all fucking awesome, too. It's Luke Rockhold versus Chris Weidman, Dominic Cruz versus Uriah Faber, and Bobby Green versus Dustin Poirier.
Yeah, solid.
Yep, so, that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's enough MMA.
Yeah, that's enough for me. So, everybody, stick around. We're going to have Cut Woman, Cut Person Extraordinaire Swayze Valentine on next, so don't go anywhere. Guys, welcome back to the Crimson Canvas podcast. Evan Shulman, my man Dan Rose, Dion Harrison still hanging around, and we have Cut Woman Person Extraordinaire, Miss Swayze Valentine. Swayze Valentine, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you guys?
Well, we can't complain. We got you on the show. It's a lot better than the sweaty dudes we always got on here. So
that's awesome.
So you just got back from Tampa, right?
I did, and Tampa was amazing.
What part of it was amazing?
Oh, my gosh. Everything about Tampa was amazing. Of course, the UFC fight night was just incredible. I mean, unfortunately, before it started, there was a few fights that fell out, but, man, that didn't matter. Those fighters brought it that night, and it was just, they did so great. It was so neat. I loved it.
Well, I know you probably more than anybody love your job, and you got to be front and center for Pat Barry giving his girlfriend, student, a pep talk, a last minute pep talk. And you know, Pat's kind of, like he says, hyper die, and it's we've all kind of heard the Dan, you've seen the YouTube video of it, right?
Absolutely, yeah, it's amazing.
And so Swayze, you were up there, you were up close with that.
Yeah, dude, that was, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, you see the camps come up and they give some little pep talks, and that's, you know, it's beautiful to see them all, you know, give the hugs and stuff. And that's like one of my all time favorite parts. And like when he came up and was just giving her this talk, it's like you just felt it. You were right there with them. And it just like, it was seriously coming from his heart, and it was like just beautiful. And just knowing that they're in love and that they're together, like it meant that much more. It just took it on a whole nother level. It was so dope. I loved it.
It's cool, man. You get to be like right in the middle of that, and then you hear that whole thing, you're like, oh, okay, now let me put Vaseline all over your face.
I know, it's like relationship goals right there.
And we're gonna bring our fourth man in the cage. Swayze Valentine, you come in here, put Vaseline all over your face.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wondered this, because, you know, when guys cut weight and blah, 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 and they're about to get in the cage, you know, a lot of these guys are throwing up beforehand and stuff like that, and you got to get right in their face and put the Vaseline on, you know, check everything out and all that. Is it just like, I liken it to like bodybuilders on stage when they put that fake tan on and they smell like that dirty chicken, you know?
Yeah.
Are you getting that breath just right before they go in? Like, oh, dear Lord, this is brutal.
You know, I don't. I don't come in contact. I'm not that close to their face, you know. So I don't get that after spray of, like, freshly vomited backstage smell in my face. So I'm thankful for that. And, you know, and I'm there so quickly that I just sort of don't really get the opportunity to see what they had for lunch or anything. But no, I don't deal with that so often, actually.
Oh, it's just so, because you and a referee are the last people to kind of like deal with someone right before they go in the cage. Is it like, you're there when you're putting stuff on them, and sometimes guys are just so in the zone, singing about whatever the hell while you're trying to work on them. Do you ever just ever hear kind of just, what did he just say? That wasn't part of the lyrics.
Well, you know, not necessarily like song-wise, but, I mean, a lot of them are foreign, so they say, you know, they're trying to like, they'll talk to me for a second, and unfortunately I don't know all their languages. I'm learning Portuguese because the majority of the foreigners that we, you know, come in contact with are Brazilians. But it's just an experience. And when you're up there, you're not really like zoning in on that kind of stuff, because even though I'm greasing them, like I'm still focusing on making sure the fighter's in the right spot when he comes to me, and you know, when you grease them, make sure you don't get grease in their eyes and that stuff. So I'm kind of like in my zone too. Like I see the fighter coming to me and they're dancing and singing and it's like super entertaining and I love it. But like, to be honest, I'm sitting there thinking too, like, okay, I got to make sure I got him in the right spot. Make sure his camp doesn't touch him while I'm greasing him. So you're kind of looking at greasing them and looking at their camp, make sure that they're not, you know, going to touch them and things like that. So that's, just to be honest, that's really what I'm focusing on. But there are some funny moments. You know, sometimes the fighters, they're so hyped up, they get there and they just like turn around and go straight to the cage, and you have to like pull them back down and like, wait, you know, you got to get greased first and the ref has got to check you out. But that's kind of more of what we run into.
Just too damn hype.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they're waiting for. And you know, you're like, hey, You gotta deal with me. And I mean, I might be biased here, but you know, you're a little more attractive than, you know, Stitch and some of the other people that put Vaseline on dudes' faces and make sure everything's okay. And you know, it's so funny that every time you do it, like a forum thread starts, they're like, who's the new hot cut woman? And you're like, dude, she's only been doing this for about 5 years or 6 years or more at this point.
Yeah, that always cracks me up too. Like, you know, and I'm not like super crazy famous. I mean, a lot of people don't know who I am, and that's okay. But I think it's funny. Like, I still come into people, like even some coaches will be like, or fighters, I've never seen you before, but I've seen them, and I actually worked on cards that they have fought on. And I just think it's funny that they're like, I've never seen you here. How long have you been here? You must be new. And I think, oh, I've been here for over 2 years. No way. I've never seen you before. And I'm like, oh, really? Because I totally wrapped your hands like 3 cards ago. But hey, it's okay. All right.
Are you getting to that point now where guys are requesting for you to be like, hey, I like the way she does it, and that's the only person I want wrapping my hands?
Oh yeah, I definitely have some that only want me to do it, which it feels so good. I mean, it feels good when you can wrap anybody, but once, you know, you work so hard to gain their respect and like their trust of, hey, you know, I got you, like, you'll be okay. I can handle you. And then when you get your fight card and you see your name underlined, or, you know, 'cause that means that you were requested and that can't change. And it really makes you feel good, because I did such a good job for them that they want me to keep wrapping their hands. And a lot of them say that, you know, you're my good luck charm, and that feels so good. And I just, that's like one of my favorite parts that make my heart so happy. Like, it's just awesome.
You know, it's like quarterbacks, football players, basketball players, whatever. They're like, yeah, I've been wearing the same jock strap since junior high. You know, you've become like that jock strap, basically, like, to some of these guys.
Nice.
Like, you know, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're like, hey, it's time to fight. This is what I do. I have the shake here, and then I go here, and I get my hand wrapped by her, and then I do 600 sit-ups, and then I go, and you just become part of the routine. So, and I'm assuming that your schedule is really picked up now that Stitch is, he's exclusively with Bellator, I think, as of last week. So that had to have freed up a lot of time in the UFC, right?
Well, definitely we, you know, I mean, if we lose a guy that, you know, makes more work needing to be covered, and, I mean, who doesn't want more work, especially if it's something you love to do? You know, bummer he's gone, but it is nice to be able to get, you know, get more work, of course. We need to make that money as well. But, you know, my next show is May 29th in Las Vegas, and I can't wait till they drop that fight card because it's going to be awesome. I just think that all their matchups are just freaking getting, I mean, not like they never were fabulous, but it seems like every new card is like a mind blower. Like, I'm super excited about it.
Which one is that?
You know, they don't even have the card up yet, so I don't even know anybody that's on it. I just have the date right now.
May 29th is UFC Fight Night 88, Evan.
Okay, and they don't have anyone on it? Or is it the...
They've announced a couple.
Is it the finale or something?
No, it's Cody Garbrandt and Thomas Almeida, Hinnan Barro versus Jeremy Stephens.
Yeah, there's like, they just released very few. Like, I don't know everyone that's on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm checking daily.
Do you want to be doing this like every single weekend? I mean, would you rather this be your full-time gig?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is what I love to do, and this is what makes me happy. And, I mean, I feel I'm lucky enough to find what I love to do and be able to do it. But, yeah, I want to do this every weekend, you know, every single month. I mean, this is what I worked so hard for and that I continue to work so hard for is to continue to do my passion. So, yeah, man, I want to be on every show.
Yeah, no kidding. And then you come home and you got the kiddos. And that is
exactly.
That's a whole different ball of wax, huh?
It sure is. Oh my goodness. But it's the best ever. I mean, shoot, I get to do what I love and then come home to what I love. I mean, nothing better.
Has there been anything yet where like you see a kid goes down and you're like, I got this?
There has been times, especially with my children, I'm like, you know, because they're boys, and so they wrestle, and one of them will get a little bloody nose, and I go straight for that nose, I pinch it, I clean it off, and I'm like, you're sitting here for 60 seconds, and you're not moving, and like, you know, I mean, I still do that, and yeah, like, I'll see a kid, it's funny, I'll be with my friends, or like, my parents, and we'll see a kid bonk his head or something, and they'll be like, man, I bet you wish you had your inflow right now. Like, I just seriously carry it on me and just like, come here, child, and freaking pop it on his head or somewhere.
That's so great. You're like, yeah, so where's the Vaseline?
I need a swab. Stat.
You really get to go up in there, too, when they, you know, if guys break their nose or whatever. I mean, you got like a, like kind of like a Batman utility belt for stuff that you need to kind of get up in parts and close things and, you know, stop swelling. And you got how many different things would you say? Because, I mean, you ask me, I'm going to say she carries a long cotton swab,
inswell.
What's that? Is that the metal thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing. And just regular gauze. That's what I see.
Well, yeah, we carry a little more. You're right there. You're kind of like, you're there. But, yeah, we carry, you know, we have our essentials. You know, of course, we have our Vaseline. We have our swabs. We have our epinephrine. Our inswell for swelling. And our rags. Yeah, that's pretty much our little corner kit. Of course, our bags of ice as well, you know, in case a fighter goes down or, you know, gets KO'd or a tap out, you know, we can put ice on their injury and things like that. But yeah, that's pretty much our essential kit right there.
And
it covers everything.
That inswell that you're talking about, Dan, I've watched it all the time, and I don't understand what happens with that. Like, I know you're pushing the blood or getting the blood to move around, but does it really? What does it do? Does it really work?
It does. It works really good. What we do is when we're sitting cage side, we have that metal compression, you know, that inswell on ice. So it's constantly on ice and it's freezing cold because you know cold metal is just freezing cold, the coldest thing ever. So we sit it on ice the whole time that it's not being used. And when there's swelling that we need to go in and take care of, obviously the cold will bring down, will drop the swelling dramatically. And then you're holding that firm pressure as well to push the swelling down as well. And it will, sometimes it can take it completely away, or, you know, sometimes it can drop it just enough, of course, depending on the size of the injury. But, yeah, that's how we use it, and it works fabulously.
Fabulously. I'm noticing a trend in this word, fabulous. It's a...
That's my word now. It's fabulous. Life is fabulous. It's just a happy word. I like it.
You know, it's funny because that's Dan's favorite word, too.
Really? I say fabulous a lot?
Yeah, he walks around going, fabulous!
Okay, thank you, Evan.
How fun is that? Like, it's a fun word.
Yeah, that's actually never happened. That's just Evan being Evan.
Don't listen to him. Okay. You know I'm being honest.
Dion, does that ever happen?
All the time.
You know what, Dion, you realize that I can just mute you anytime I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. I can hang up on you right now.
See, look at this. What happens? Just threats start getting.
And you know what? That would be fabulous.
Okay, we need to use a different word then. Fabulous is causing problems.
Fabulous.
I don't know. That's brand new to me. I've never said fabulous that
no,
I know
he,
of.
He usually says a bunch
well,
of other words.
Well, you should start because it's a great word.
It's fabulous.
All right. Well, so now every time you say fabulous on the show, Dan, we're gonna footnote Swayze Valentine, just, you know, hashtag Swayze. Swayze crazy.
Yes. No. Totally.
So we see your area code here. Are you in Dan's neck of the woods in Washington?
Yes, that would be where I'm at.
Right on.
I think you guys might be like a block apart. Or is it just California that has so many different area codes?
The 425 area code is there's multiple area codes around here, so we could be pretty further apart and not like and still share an area code.
Yeah, like mine's a 425, so I'm over on I'm technically supposed to be on the west side, but I'm over here in the 509, which is the east side. I just took my area code with me and moved to a different.
Oh, the 509.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
That's where I got my phone. So, you know.
See, I'm in the 425 right now.
Oh, snap. I was there. Actually, I was there 3 hours ago.
Nice.
But what were you doing in the 425 in Dan's scary neighborhood?
I live in a scary neighborhood, Evan.
Oh, just fun old meetings and things. Nothing interesting or cool, unfortunately.
Okay, so Dan, you don't live in a very interesting place, apparently.
Dude, I live in a wonderful place.
And that's everything I say. He's like, yes, I do.
It's because you're being rude. And no offense to anybody, but every time we get a guest on that's not a sweaty wrestler, this is Evan's MO. Anytime someone attractive comes on our show, Evan uses it as just bait to make fun of
me. Even if we have attractive men on the show...
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Dan's gonna get it.
No matter any attractive guest means I'm gonna take a lot of shit from Evan.
You know what he does, Swayze? This is what he does. He'll tell me something like, "Man, you gotta stop messing with me on the show, damn it!" And then he'll be like, "Hey, by the way, did I tell you my mother said it was really funny when you make fun of me?" And I'll be like, "Okay."
Oh,
so what do you think I do the next show? I go like, "This
make
is for Dan,
him.
Right? This is for Dan's mom," and then I make fun of him.
My mom doesn't like it anymore.
Yeah.
Dion, damn it.
Why are you bringing...
Band of Brothers, Dion, check it out. Watch it.
Why are you bringing Dion into this?
Because every time you say something, Dion starts laughing like a little girl.
Sorry, Evan's funny.
All right, whatever.
Look, I'm Johnny, he's Ed McMahon.
We're being rude to our guest.
No, you guys are being off.
I think she's having...
Swayze, I was trying to get him off the subject.
Listen to her. No, you guys are doing great.
She's like, no, this is fine. Carry on. Make fun of him.
Keep making fun of Dan. I see what you guys are talking about.
I am enjoying this.
Yeah, yep. See, there you go.
So, hey, on our show a lot, Swayze, we talk about things we binge watch and stuff that we get into. And this is usually when Dan, loves to get into the conversation because Although Dion and I are like, we're more Walking Dead, watch Star Wars kind of stuff. Dan is more of a, like, I don't know, Downton Abbey, you know.
Shut up, Evan. I don't even know what that is. I watch stuff.
Well, it's just my wife. Look, Swayze, my wife watches it. That's why I figured Dan watches it, because he doesn't watch what Dion and I watch. He won't watch Walking Dead. He won't watch he'll watch Sons of Anarchy. But
I love I loved Sons of Anarchy. I just don't like sci-fi.
So what?
That's all.
What is Swayze?
I don't either. I'm not a sci-fi person either.
Yeah,
that's
what I said. So do you watch Downton Abbey like Dan?
I don't watch Downton
Abbey. No, I've never seen it. Actually, what I'm totally into that I'm like DVRing, if that's a word, DVRing,
DVRing?
Is Naked and Afraid.
Is what?
Totally Naked and Afraid? Is that what you said?
Afraid.
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
I saw that one.
Dude,
it's crazy.
Dude, did you watch it? I think it was last week's episode where the lady couldn't walk because of the rocks from the hurricane. So she fastened these shoes out of banana peels.
Well, actually, the dude fastened them for her because he wanted to.
Yeah, that's true. The dude did everything for her.
He did. Oh, and then that lady got that pot of boiling hot water burned on her when she was taking a nap. Like, oh my gosh, poor thing. Yes.
Yeah, the thing about that show, the only thing that bothers me about that show, and I do like that show quite a bit, is why does it have to be Naked and Afraid? Why can't they just wear, like, bathing suits? Because then it wouldn't, like, be all blurred out all the time, and you wouldn't just, like, be seeing random ass all the time. It can't make that much difference if you're in a bathing suit. Just throw a bathing suit on.
Yeah, they end up making clothes out of, like, the leaves they find and things like that. So, I agree, too.
I saw the one episode where the guy got attacked by ants, like, in his nether regions.
Oh, God.
Ooh, yeah.
Dude, horrendous.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, it was a situation. But, yeah, if that show was, like, Afraid in a Bathing Suit, I'd still watch it.
Afraid in a Bathing Suit. I would totally do it if it was Afraid in a Bathing Suit.
There you go.
I would totally do it. So I got to go to Fiji or somewhere nice with nice water so I can, like, really enjoy myself.
There you go. The Bahamas, bathing suits and Afraid.
Now, as someone that, of course, like Dion and I are like, what the hell is everybody talking about? But but Dan and Swayze are right there with each other. What is the deal? Like, why? Where are they naked? And why are they afraid? And
they get dropped, like, in really random locations, like in the middle of a jungle with no food or water, and they have to stay out there for X amount of time and, like, you know, find their own beverage, you know, find their own water, boil it and drink it, and find their own food. And they're naked, and then they're in areas where it's, like, 110 degrees during the day, and there's wild animals and insects and stuff, so they have to survive.
Yeah, they have, like, no protection from the elements. They have to make it, you know, make their shelter and things like that. And it's just a cool show.
So it's like Naked Survivor, basically.
Yeah, but without all the other cast members. It's just two people, two strangers. Basically, a dude and a guy get dropped off in a random location. And they're told, survive out here for, I think, 18 or 21 days and make it to this extraction point at this time and see if you can do it. And a lot of people do not make it.
So, Swayze.
Yeah.
Dan said a dude and a guy, so.
Did I really say a dude and a guy?
Yes.
You did.
And then a man and a woman.
A man and a woman, yeah.
Oh.
So awkward.
That's really weird. Like, you gotta, there's so many things to think about other than survival when you're naked with the.
There you go.
The opposite sex.
And that's why it's like they throw in that afraid part.
That's the afraid part. Evan's trying to hide his schmeckle the whole time.
No, it's because, like, if I need to build a raft, I'm like, hey, focus on this, my eyes, okay?
Oh, yeah. Evan, my eyes are up here.
Yeah, that's what,
Evan's not a piece of meat, you know.
Okay, I haven't watched this show, but I'm telling you right now, I think Afraid in a Bathing Suit would be, that would work for me.
Afraid in a Bathing Suit would be just fine.
And is there anything else you're DVRing or getting into? Because we just watched The People versus O.J. Simpson, and we love talking about it.
No, I haven't seen that. I don't know. Like, I don't really watch a whole lot of TV anymore. I've been so busy lately, but I'm down for any new suggestions, like good stuff to watch.
There you go.
Well, apparently Dan is the one with the that specific touch, I guess you could say. Because
there's a lot of good shows on right now. There's a lot of cool stuff. Evan, did you when last week? We had who was our guest last week?
Amber Miller.
Oh, no. Who?
Amber Miller.
No, it was Dominic Robinson.
Dominique Robinson.
Dominique Robinson and I watched that show 60 Days In.
Yes,
I don't know if,
that is, I am yeah. watching that too. Thank you. Just
boom.
Yeah.
See, Evan, did you do what you were supposed to and check out an episode or two of that?
No, of course not. I'm watching manly shows.
Dude, 60 Days In is pretty manly.
They're in jail.
Okay, and they get treated like girls in there.
No, they don't.
They're in jail.
One guy got attacked while he was sleeping in his bunk.
That's terrible. That's horrible. But yeah, see, I don't want to...
See, I get it.
So, like, Naked and Afraid... So you like stuff like Lockdown?
Yes.
Yeah, I like Lockdown.
Look at Dan's answering now. I'll take it from here, Swayze.
It's the Swayze and Dan show now. Sorry, Evan, you're longer.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about that show, Lockdown. It's fabulous. All right.
Evan Showman, ladies and gentlemen.
So, I mean, poor Dion. Dion, we broke Dion.
Yeah, Dion just laughed like for the last 20 minutes. Dion, do you have anything you want to talk about? Any shows that you like?
Nah.
All right. Andy dropped it. Dion, back to Evan.
Look at him. Nah.
Downton Abbey.
Let me tell you something. You've heard of Downton Abbey, right?
Me? I've heard of it.
Yeah, but you're our guest. I'm asking you questions. If I'm talking to Dan, I'll say Dan.
Okay.
And I already know Dan watches Downton Abbey, despite him saying he doesn't. But have you ever watched an episode of that?
No, I have not.
Okay. My wife was watching an episode of it, and I just sat next to her in bed, you know, playing whatever the hell. My game is... Panda Pop. So I'm playing Panda Pop. on my phone, right? And I'm just this show is on, and I'm just like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like, that was literally what I said, because it was like nothing was happening. It was just people talking in a living room for like 25 minutes about LGBT, and you they can't believe you did that to Henry, and I'm just like, what? And it's like the most popular show in like television, or the best show on television. And I'm like, I don't get it. So I figured you as a female would give us some insight to it, or Dan could. But I mean, I was, you know, you're our
what a jackass.
You're our guest, so I kind of wanted your, you know, you to tell us.
But yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help you with that one.
Ah, that's a bummer. Have you seen Sherlock?
No.
Oh, see, you're missing out. Dan, have you?
No.
No, not enough flowers in it.
Me and Dan haven't seen it, so
I'm
not good.
Yeah, Evan is just out of control today. He's just mad because Swayze and I watch all the same shows, and he doesn't watch any
of them. I'm very upset. I gotta...
Keep fishing, Evan. You'll find a show that you guys both like, and you can have a Dear Diary moment.
So I mean, for someone that like is working on cuts and blood and sticking things up dudes' noses and blah blah blah, I'm guessing you don't want to come home and watch Dexter, right? Which is like the same thing. Is that fair to say? Like, you don't want to come home to your job?
I don't know. I haven't seen Dexter either, so I don't know, but. I mean, I do watch, like, that gory stuff, like Trauma, Life in the ER. You know, like, I grew up watching that stuff, but...
Such a good show.
Yeah, I haven't seen Dexter.
I've never even heard of it, but...
Are you serious? Well,
that's been around for years.
Dude, that show's been around forever. That is a great show.
Now, is this, like... are you guys... Swayze, is this, like, Discovery Channel stuff? Or, like, The Learning Channel? What is... Oxygen?
I think it's on TLC.
It is on TLC.
Some good stuff on TLC. I like that channel. That's a good
one. It's kind of funky though. It's pretty gory.
yeah.
Like, a lot of times, they go into, like actual emergency rooms, like, at Vanderbilt College there in Memphis, and you just see all the different cases that come in and how they treat them. Some of them, I mean, are just, they had this one lady that fell down in the shower and cut herself, like, along her rib cage on her soap dish in her shower, and
ouch.
She was, yeah, had issues with her blood clotting, and it was literally all I could do to watch that episode without crying. It was traumatic.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty brutal.
So, I mean, is that just like, it's a walk in the park when you see those kind of shows now? I mean, again, you're knee deep in blood every few weeks here. Does it even faze you anymore?
No, I can eat spaghetti and watch that stuff.
Dude, so many guys just got turned on by that. Oh my god, they're like, oh my god, she can eat spaghetti and watch open heart surgery. That is who I'm making my wife. See, Dan probably had to mute his microphone right.
No, I have no comment on that because I can't watch that stuff and eat at the same time. I was watching a knee operation the other day on television and I almost puked. That is, like, literally the most hideous thing to ever watch.
You want to know, like, the weirdest thing that grosses me out more than anything, and you're just not even going to believe it? Boogers and snot. Like, I can't deal with that. Like, with my kids, I can't deal with it. You can give me blood all day long. I can deal with broken noses. But even if I'm up at a fighter and I have to fix a bloody nose, that's fine. But if I see any boogers or snot, I immediately get nauseous and I almost lose it. I can't stand boogers or snot. Nope. Can't do
it. I mean, your job consists of, like, 90% of what you do is the nose.
I know, but you don't really, like, see that stuff. It's just blood. I don't know. That is just the weirdest thing. And even, like, when my kids blow their nose, I'm just like, ugh. Like, I can't handle it. I mean, I can do what I have to do, but I'm literally gagging as I'm coming out of that cage, or as my children are being children.
I mean, okay, and you can be honest here. This is a safe place for you. You ever put Vaseline on someone, you see a booger, you're really bummed out, you're thinking about it all around, and are you just like, please punch this guy in the nose and knock that booger out of him, because if I see that again between round one and two, I'm going to throw up on camera.
You know, I would have to, I haven't came across that, but yeah, I would be saying that if it happened. I even like when guys, whether they be fighters or people walking down the street, and they plug one nostril and they blow out the other one without a tissue or something, I'm about ready to throw up right there in front of them. It's just nasty. I can't stand it. Oh, God.
So you're not a big fan of snot rockets, huh?
No, yes, that is what it's called, and no, I am not a fan of that.
Not
no
a
way.
Fan of snot. Well, you know, everybody's got their thing, and I'd say that's not a lot of people would get down on that saying, oh, yeah, no, I'm fine with that, you know? Puke, snot, like all the other people's stuff like that, yeah, it's nasty. I can't deal with vomit. I just...
Aye, aye, aye.
So, I don't like that either, but I don't have to deal with that very much unless I'm home with my kids, because kids are kids. But I haven't had to really deal with that with the fighter, although I'm back putting, I remember this one time, I'm back putting final tape on this one fighter, and he's just like dry heaving as I'm doing it, and I'm like, okay, do you need to go to the bathroom? Do I do your other hand? Like, what's going on? He's like burping, and I'm just like, this is not a good situation. And I'm like, do you need to go, or are you good? And he's like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, oh Lord, I gotta hurry up and get him taken care of. Poor guy.
What are you talking about? That's his problem. That's poor you. Like,
yeah.
Here's me. This was me in elementary school. I thought people were selfish when they threw up in the classroom. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Really?
I made it.
Can't help it.
Like, I was like, this motherfucker. Like, you really, you got puke all over your desk? You're not going to get up and just do it in the hall? Anything?
Oh,
you selfish bastard.
So funny.
Tell me I'm lying. Come on. Tell, like, you know when you're going to throw up. You can't, like, go to a trash can. You just anything. Anything but just throwing up on the carpet in the classroom.
Oh, I can't talk about throw up anymore. That's gross.
Yeah, I literally just put my headset back on. I had to take it off when you were talking about boogers. I had to mute and take my headset off. I was like, I'm checking out of this one.
All right, next question.
Yeah, that's one of my bugaboos.
It's one of my bugaboos. Boogers and vomit.
Yep. Vomit, I'm fine.
So anything else that we can have people learn about Swayze? Like, when you come home, I know that you love playing with the kiddos, and that's obviously the best thing, is I have one myself. Dion has a couple of dogs. Dan has a couple of dogs. But playing with the kids is the best thing ever. So aside from being a mom when you get home, is there anything you're like, oh, I can't wait to go and do this?
Well, since I have my kids full time, like when I'm home, it's just me and them. But if I get any free time, like I'm sitting there like, I love to go horseback riding. I'm like, I need to find some friends with horses. I love to go to the movies. That's super fun. I don't know. I like to dance. So, yeah, I don't get to do all those things very often, but those are things I dream about.
Are you one of the dancers that, you know, I mean, you go to the club, or what is it even called, the club anymore? you go to a place where they play music, and you stand around in a girl's circle and don't let any guys in, being like, and you just dance with each other?
No, man, I'm like one of the nicest people you'll meet. And if you ask me to dance, I'm totally down. Like, I'll just dance with anybody. I think it's so much fun. It's great exercise. Just, yeah, it's fun. I love it.
Dion.
I don't get to do it often anymore.
There you go, Dion.
We know Dion can dance, so.
Dion's looking up prices right now on airlines to the 509.
Right now.
A dancer. That'd be awesome.
Priceline.com.
Oh, my.
There's not a lot of dancing places in the 509.
No, there really isn't. There really isn't. Especially because I'm not in the Spokane 509. I'm in the Tri-Cities 509. So we,
oh,
like,
my God.
We're small.
Yeah, that's the...
So, well, what's there? If, I mean, you said you want to ride horses. What's in the...
Well, you can ride horses there.
Oh, is it just nothing there?
It's a lot of farmland and...
And desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I dream about doing those things because there's not really the opportunity to do those things here. Other than go to the movies, but now that's so expensive to even go to the movies these days. It's like, we go Redbox it, come home, and eat, like, popcorn and stuff.
There you go. You sound like Nacho Libre. Eat popcorn and stuff.
Yeah.
The 425 has all that stuff.
Yeah, well, not in 425.
Oh, that's true. I'm upset. It's just turned into such a depressing moment here. I'm like, damn, she got to pay for movies, and movies, we all know, crack is cheap than movies. So I've heard.
Not like you know from experience. I've heard it on the grapevine.
No idea. Dan does. Dan's big into crack.
Me? Wow. Yeah, that's all I do. Smoke crack and watch Downton Abbey.
I knew it all along.
You have an insight into me, Evan, that is uncanny.
You didn't know what you were getting into, did you, Swayze?
No, but I like it.
Good, that's what I'm talking about. All right, cool. Well, look, I know you got to get back to your kiddos. We got to wrap this show up because we don't want people to sit here going, one of these guys is going to stop talking about boogers and farts. Sorry, boogers and vomiting. But anything you want to plug before we left? Hey, did you get that? I said anything you want to plug? And you'd be like, no, sir. Anyway.
I'm going to edit that out.
No, that was awesome. It was just cheesy. It was stupid. It was cute. Tell him it was cute. Tell him it was cute.
Oh, it was cute. Ooh, and he said it was cute.
Dion was cute.
The guy said cute.
I worked with all gay men in real estate for so long, so I know I got my cute verbiage down, fabulous, things like that. Anyone you want to thank, plug, your website, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, charities, whatever. Now's your chance, so go ahead.
Yeah, like, of course, I want to thank the UFC for giving me, like, the awesome job ever. Reebok for being awesome and fabulous. And then, you know, my website has been having issues for a while. I'm sorry, anybody who's gone there, but I don't know what's wrong with it. So feel free to hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Sweezy Valentine. Sorry, I tried the Snapchat thing. It's not working out. I deleted it. But I'm pretty good at responding to fans. So if anybody writes me something, you can guarantee to hear back from me. So, yeah, hit me up.
How are you dealing with all the being famous thing now at UFCs? You can't go from the front to the back without getting stopped 10 times, I'm sure.
You know, it's just another, you know, feel-good moment, you know, that people really appreciate you and what you do, and it helps, you know, realize that what I'm doing is a good thing, and it means a lot to people, and that means a lot to me. So it just feels real good, and I appreciate everyone's support.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming on the show, and obviously we recognize the skills because we wanted you on. Thank you for coming on. You know you're welcome anytime you got something to talk about, or you got a good story, or you want to talk to Dan about some television shows that might be kind of, you know, taboo for Dion and I, but you want to get out of the way with Dan, that's fine. And look, Dan just, he's huffing and puffing over there.
I'm used to it, you know, it's like, okay.
Whatever, hey, I opened a door of communication for you two, didn't I?
You did. You're making dreams come true, Evan.
So that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
All right, that's our show for the week, everybody. Thanks to Sweezy Valentine for coming on the show. And we want to also say there's a new location where you can find our show. Check out fightbooth.com. And also check them out on Twitter at fightbooth. They are our new partner site. It's pretty cool. You can find all your pro wrestling and MMA news and rumors there, as well as finding all of us on Twitter. You can find the show at Crimson_Canvas. You can find Evan Showman at @ShowmanArt. And you can find Dion at @PreVader with two E's. And you can find myself at @DanRoseMMA. So make sure you check us all out, give us a follow, and head to fightbooth.com to check out the show and to get all your MMA and wrestling news.